بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We have now come to the last 10 days of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the days that have passed. Another opportunity for all of us to make amends. If we haven't made sincere tawbah, istighfar, there is still this chance for us. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when the last 10 days, 10 nights of Ramadan would enter أحيى الليلة نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم would keep the night alive by making ibadat. All of us can keep the night alive. And we know how we can keep the night alive also. A person can spend the entire night gambling, drinking, taking drugs, womanizing, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحيى الليلة نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم will keep the night alive in sincere devotion, ibadat, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the entire life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. There wasn't any occasion where he didn't devote himself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but here in these last 10 nights, he would specifically, the hadith says, أحيى الليلة, he would keep the night alive, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, he would awaken his family members, his wives, whichever home he was, he would wake that wife up, also to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you can see barakah coming, you can see this so much of blessings, then why not bring your family also and participate and share in that rewards and the blessings. So he would be mindful of also awakening them. And wajadda, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exert himself. Now normal, we know Nabi Kareem also mentioned in the hadith, he would make such lengthy ibadat that his feet would become swollen. There were occasions when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha thought that Rasulullah sallam has left his world, he's in sajda, there's no movement. She would go close to feel, to see if he's alive, is he breathing, touch his feet. If he moved his foot, she'll know he's alive. So wajadda, this last 10 days of Ramadan, he would exert, go all out. Then washadda al-mi'zar, he would tie his lungi. There's two meanings to this. One is, he would not have any relationship with his wife for that last 10 days. And therefore you find in the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ would make i'tikaf. He would spend his time in the masjid, and he would make i'tikaf. And the other meaning is, again, to go all out, to put the cart to the wheel, as we say. To really, when a person is a mechanic and he has to fix a tire, you see him rolling his sleeves. Now he's being very, very serious. At that time, you don't disturb him. In a similar way, Rasulullah would go all out in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to reunite with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have drifted away. Reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah, istighfar, tilawat of the Quran. And very importantly is seeking Laylatul Qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. There's one night's ibadat. And night does not mean, like most of us feel, that the night will be after the Taraweeh, when we start the programs, the night has started. No. The night has already commenced from Maghrib time. The moment Maghrib has come in, Maghrib has commenced, the night has already started. So therefore when we come between Maghrib and Isha, we're making any ibadat, tawabin, and even our Salatul Taraweeh, when you enter the masjid, make niyat for Laylatul Qadr. And seek Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala has kept it a secret. The fun is when you're looking and seeking the lover. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants us to look for this Laylatul Qadr. Such a night that is better than 1,000 months. Now we know our conditions. And how much we require these one nights on the day of Qiyamah when you see our a'mal, just that one night Laylatul Qadr you got and so much of sawab. And during that night, the dua that has been mentioned, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allah, you are full of forgiveness. You are most forgiving. You are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Allah, you forgive me. So inshallah, we have come to these Mubarak nights. I'tikaf will take place. And I mentioned a few things last night about mu'tikifin, etc. Inshallah, we'll continue in these nights. Very important. It is absolutely important now to be very tolerant, patient, myself, all of us. We know now people will be sleeping in the masjid. We normally don't see this. We're not used to it. Brothers will come in. There'll be programs taking place. People are making ibadat. As I mentioned last night, we shouldn't be making any noise and disturbing any person. Very important, we should not have any disputes whatsoever. Exercise complete control. Rasulullah was shown once that this year Laylatul Qadr is that night. So he came out to tell the Sahaba, two people were busy fighting and arguing, and that made Rasulullah forget that night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us now, this last part, to now spoil our Ramadan, to spoil our i'tikaf, to spoil our... We have to be tolerant. I know we'll have complaints, somebody saying this is not right and that's not right. Now we have to obey all these things. Remember, we all are Muslims, we are all one united ummah, and we are seeking, our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also make some humble appeal to all of you to make special dua. Allah give us good health, Allah ta'ala give us afiyat, Allah give us ikhlas. Ikhlas is the main gur, as we see, the ingredient. Without sincerity, then whatever we're doing, the i'tikaf, tilawat, everything is zero in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the little one person's sincerity, maybe a youngster, maybe an elderly person, maybe some mother at home, and she says ameen to the dua, and Allah accepts all of us, how fortunate we'll be. So inshallah, make dua, Allah ta'ala makes the i'tikaf in this masjid go well, and throughout the world, we know how much we need to beg from Allah ta'ala. Just put ourselves last year, we couldn't do this. Allah is giving us a tawfiq, so make shukr. We should be happy some brothers have absolved us from the responsibility of sitting for i'tikaf. Now if you're going to keep on looking for faults in them, there's many youngsters coming. Many youngsters. They're coming with the intention to change their life. They also want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give them the opportunity. And be a bit tolerant. This is my simple appeal I'm making. Sometimes things might not be like how we want it. But we make dua to Allah ta'ala. And happily together, inshallah, our main maqsad and maqsoodi and goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accept all our efforts, and Allah ta'ala accept our sitting for i'tikaf and making tilawat, ibadat. Allah give us barakat in our rozi. Allah ta'ala forgive all our marhumeen and all those who are sick and ailing. Allah ta'ala give them complete shifa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.